Hi, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Beats Research Radio, a podcast and YouTube channel dedicated to disseminating research in science and engineering to the community. My name is Armida Kalani, a student in the Translational and Molecular Medicine program at the University of Ottawa, and I'll be your host on today's special episode for the TMM 4950 Science Communication course. Cancer remains the leading cause of death in Canada, affecting 2 in 5 Canadians during their lifetime. One of the major challenges in managing this disease is the ability of the cancer cells to evade programmed cell death or apoptosis. As a result, cancer cells become immortal, allowing them to grow in the body unchecked. In his quest to defeat cancer, today's guest has been investigating a new class of drugs known as SMAC mimetics, equipping the body's defense mechanisms to combat these indestructible cells. Dr. Sean Boyg is a scientist at the CHEO Research Institute and an assistant professor at the University of Ottawa. Dr. Boyg's research group focuses on understanding the factors involved in apoptosis and aims to develop new immune-based therapies for the treatment of cancer. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Boyg.
Pleasure to be here.
Awesome. It's an honor to have you. So for those of us who may not know, what exactly are SMAC mimetics?
Oh, that's a fabulous question. This is something I've been working on for the past decade or so. So SMAC mimetics are a form of drugs that were developed to inhibit a group of proteins called inhibitor of apoptosis. And these group of proteins, they're very, very critical for regulating cell death. And we have later learned that these proteins are actually critical for immune function. So SMAC mimetics are actually tools that are to investigate biological questions concerning the role of IAPs in cancer and immunity, but it isn't now actually being used for treatment against cancer, clinical trials, that is, and also against infectious diseases.
Great. It's fascinating how these SMAC mimetics work to kill cancer cells by stopping the IAPs or inhibitors of apoptosis, as you mentioned. So in class, usually we learn about cancer and what are the hallmarks of cancer. And so one of the hallmarks of cancer is failure for cancer cells to actually undergo genetically programmed cell death. How can SMAC mimetics be used to overcome this challenge?
Okay, so this goes back to the inhibitor of the apoptosis protein. So these, I call them IAPs for short. So what they do, they block caspase activation. Okay. For a cell to die by apoptosis program cell death, you need to have activation caspase. And cells have a very strong propensity to stay alive. And so they have mechanism to stay alive. And that is through IAP blocking caspase. So what we use for SMAC mimetics is to actually inhibit the IAPs. When you inhibit the IAPs, then caspase is free to cleave its target protein and then program cell death occurs.
Oh, nice. We did actually learn about caspases in our courses, so we have a bit of a background knowledge on how caspases allow program cell death by cleaving vital cellular proteins. It's cool to see how SMAC mimetic drugs use these caspase-mediated pathways to stop cancer cells. And this actually brings me to your recent work on this topic. So your research team has published a Nature paper in 2017 on the use of SMAC mimetics and immune checkpoint inhibitors to promote tumor immunity against glioblastoma specifically. So can you share with us some of the major findings from your study?
Oh, fantastic. I actually really like this study because it allows to use the potential of SMAC mimetics to enhance immune-based therapy against cancer. And so as I was saying earlier, SMAC mimetics actually antagonize the function of IAPs. The IAPs have two strong roles. One, allowing cancer cells to survive, and two, to enhance immune cell function. So the IAPs actually dampen immune cell function. So by using SMAC mimetics, we remove a barrier for cancer cells to survive. And by use of smart chimeric, we allow immune cells to be more effective in mounting an immune response against its target. So in this paper, we found that we can use a smart chimeric to kill glioblastoma cells. And at the same time, we discovered that the smart chimeric can actually enhance the immune attack against the dying glioblastoma cells and thus healthy glioblastoma cells. So, and what one of the things that we discovered is that while we're mounting the beautiful and potent immune response against cancer cells, they were limited by a negative regulator of immune cell function called PD-1. So if you block PD-1, then the immune cells, specifically T cells, can actually now recognize cancer cells and kill them. So we can actually super activate these T cells with a smart chimeric and antibodies that block the PD-1, PD-L1 signaling axis to allow for stronger immune attack against the cancer cells. So those were the major findings. And in that one, we went into more detail discovering how does it work, but also more critically, why does it not work?
Great. So for the audience who may not be familiar with the T cell activation in apoptosis, PD-1 proteins on T cells prevent them from causing cell death under normal conditions. So it's awesome to see that Dr. Boyg's recent discoveries showcase that smack mimetics inhibition of IAPs ultimately superactivate T cells through PD-1's negative regulation. Therefore, cancer cells in the brain, such as in glioblastoma, are actually able to undergo apoptosis. So in your paper, it was also highlighted that clinical trials for SMAC mimetics are actually ongoing. So can you tell us about the future therapeutic directions for this novel therapy?
Yes. So our group and other groups around the world, we use SMAC mimetics as a tool to kill cancer cells. And so we've actually realized the power of smart chimerics to be used in combination with immunotherapy. And we have partnered with clinicians at the Ottawa Hospital to launch a clinical trial for lung cancer, where they combine a smart chimeric with anti-PD-L1 antibody. And so this trial was actually centered in Ottawa, but had additional sites in Canada and expanded in Europe.
Wow.
So that trial finished and they are evaluating the results. But that's not the only one. There's about a little over a dozen other smart chimeric based combination immunotherapy trials, and many of them with immune checkpoint inhibitors. And so some of them are actually working very well and they're progressing very nicely. So that's going along, but that's not just the only trial that we want to initiate. We and others are now looking into using smart chimerics as a tool to enhance different forms of immunotherapies. And because it's not just improving the ability of innate immune response or host immune response, I meant to say, we can now enhance adoptive cell therapies that, for example, CAR T and using smart chimeric can actually super activate those cells and can lead to an enhanced attack against cancer cells.
Thank you so much for the explanation. It's incredible to see that SMAC mimetic drugs application is not only limited to therapies for brain tumors, but they also have implications in other types of cancers, such as lung cancer. So with that brings us to the end of our podcast. Once again, thank you so much, Dr. Boyg, for joining us today. We hope to see the research on SMAC mimetics pave the way for the design of more effective cancer drugs. On behalf of the whole Beats Research Radio team and our radio director, Dr. Emilio Alarcón, we thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow our Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube platforms to stay in the loop for our latest uploads. Wishing everyone good health and see you next time.